Storm Lake Radio has an opportunity right now to talk wrestling with Storm Lake coach Ben Seaman. I'm Chris Bachman. Coach, Thursday night, double duel, Lakes Conference style at Tornado Fieldhouse. I know you invited all of the youth wrestlers and elementary students and parents, and last night, split the duels. You beat Emmitsburg, you lost to Spirit Lake Park. Give us a feel for how things went on the mat last night for you and the guys.
Yeah, it was a great crowd last night, which the boys love to see, and us coaches love to see, so that was great. The wrestling was pretty good. We had a pretty close duel with Emmitsburg, and we wrestled some really tight matches that we needed to win, and then, we lost some. I think we went down the stretch later on, and then Spirit Lake was another tough duel. They got a lot of tough guys in their lineup, and it was kind of difficult for us to overcome, to get a win in that duel. But we won some individual matches that were big for us.
Coach, you had four guys that won twice last evening. Tell us about some of the individual efforts.
We had Andy Rodriguez at 113 and Christopher Sheem at 126, Devon Swain at 182, and George Sandoval at 285. That each won both their matches last night. And those four, they're all really hard workers. It was Andy's first time into the varsity lineup, as he kind of got down to the right weight class for him. It makes us way better as a team. Milton Duarte dropped to 106. He's a state qualifier, and he split last night, but he wrestled a tough kid from Spirit Lake, kind of got caught. So, we're getting guys to the right weight right now after the break, and that's going to help us be even stronger.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was just thinking this morning before I was visiting with you, I often hear coaches say one game at a time, no matter what the sport is. But what about wrestling now, when so much is on the line in February, individually, yes, but yet it comprises as a team? How do you focus on getting everybody ready to roll in another month, but yet focus on the night at hand?
Yeah, it's kind of the same task as, basketball or football or baseball or something like that. We're going one competition at a time. You're right, in February that's the most important. District tournament, state tournament, however you want to look at it. And we're just building up towards that. And it's still early for us. We haven't had a lot of mat time, with a couple tournaments being called for weather. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been on the mat in, about a month. So we saw some of that rust last night. So, if we're able to learn and build from that, we'll be good down the stretch.
Yeah, you had two weekend tournaments wiped out because of weather before the Christmas break, but not the case tomorrow. Things look good. Tell me how many, you told me five duels over at Sioux City East. Let's hear about the competition your guys will face.
Yeah, it'll be a good day for competition. The varsity will wrestle five duels with Sioux City East, Sioux City Helan, Boyden Hole Rock Valley, Jackson County Central Minnesota, and Norfolk, Nebraska. And they will all have good teams as a whole, and some really special individuals in there as well that will be a tough challenge for us, and looking forward to it. And they also run a JV tournament, so we're taking the whole team. And the JV guys will get, three or four matches. The varsity guys will hopefully get five, and that's what we need right now.
Man, what's curfew tonight, and what time do you get up on Saturday?
It's nice that, the basketball teams are away tonight, I believe. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to just kind of hit the hay right after practice. So, and then we'll leave, bright and early, around 6 or so, and get there and get the weight, and then we'll be off and running.
Coach, best of luck. Appreciate your time and your commentary. Thanks much.
Yep, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Ben Seaman for the Storm Lake Wrestling Team joining us today right here at StormLakeRadio.com.